Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to view our broadcast this morning. We hope you'll become a regular listener each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have a TV program that airs right after this broadcast from 8 to 8:30 on Public Access Channel number 6 entitled Searching the Scriptures. Please give it a look. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. You'll find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. Please give it a look. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular Bible study periods and worship services at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all these services. You will always be warmly received. A few months ago, we began a study of looking at the subject of fruit of the Spirit. We are now moving to a new topic, and that is long-suffering. The word long-suffering is translated from a Greek word, markthimo, which is really a compound word, marko and long, and thuma, passion and temper. We can easily understand this because we also see cliches in discussing one's character, such as short-tempered or short-fused, which means he is quick to get angry or to exhibit expressions of wrath. Long-suffering is about having durability in retaining calm and dispassionate conduct when suffering injury. One can control his temper, his emotion, and his reaction during a time of difficulty, even when it is not one of their own making. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. We have looked at love, we have looked at joy and peace, and now we're going to examine long-suffering, most often used in person-to-person relationships. Long-suffering is the fourth of Paul's listing of the fruit of the Spirit. Like the others, it is essential that we know its meaning and apply it in our daily lives. Long-suffering, kindness, and goodness are involved in our relationships. The fruit is very important in our dealing with others, and we will look at the others in future lessons. Long-suffering. A person can choose to remain calm. We cannot be reactionary people because I don't want him to decide how I'm going to act. I cannot control the actions of another, but I must control my own actions. We can choose how we handle ourselves in a given situation. A certain customer purchased a newspaper from a cantankerous newspaper salesman. He greeted the salesman cordially, but in return the paper was shoved in his face. The customer smiled and gently wished the salesman a pleasant weekend. A friend observed how this man had treated him and asked why he was so nice when he had received such rude treatment. He responded, "Because I don't want to allow him to decide how I am going to act." Such is the practical application of long-suffering. It is not quick-angered and revengeful. Neither is it eternally passive, but it is slow to wrath and long to endure. That's why it's called long-suffering. Patience and long-suffering must be found in the traits of being a Christian. In Colossians 1, verse 11, it says, "Strengthen with all might, according to his glorious power, and all patience and long-suffering with joy." God's people must mix patience with their long-suffering. They can complement and help strengthen each other if we will put them together and use them in learning to suffer long. Patient and long-suffering, they are not exactly equivalent one to another. Patient primarily deals with circumstances and things, study, debt, pressing through roadblocks, etc. Long-suffering primarily deals with relationships, with family, brethren, peers, co-workers, etc. Ephesians 4, verse 10, 2, says, "With all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love." Yes, exhibiting and using both of these traits together can strengthen our overall ability to deal with difficult and stressful situations. We need to understand that we need to have this type of character in dealing with one another and in dealing with situations not made up of our own choosing, but yet we have to endure them. We must have this character of long-suffering. Long-suffering was modeled by God. Long-suffering of God's character is highlighted throughout the Old Testament. In Exodus chapter 34 and verse 6, "And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, 'The Lord God is merciful, gracious, long-suffering, and abounding in goodness and truth.'" Exodus 34 and verse number 6. You see, God has a history of showing his long-suffering in his character in his dealing with his people and their actions. In Nehemiah 9 and verse 17, God's people continually refused to obey his commands, but he was patient. He was long-suffering. He did not destroy them. He gave them opportunity after opportunity to get it right. In Psalms 86, verse 15, we're told that he is a compassionate God. In Psalms 103 and verse 8, and 145 and verse 8, we are told that he is slow to anger. He is calm. He is reserved. In Joel 2:13, he showed his willingness to take them back if they would repent. And in Jonah 4, verse 2, he relented from doing evil to the people of Nineveh because they willingly repented. He was long-suffering towards them, and he did not destroy them because they acted appropriately. But in all of these examples, we see that God's long-suffering is seen in his character in not being quick to return evil because of the disobedience and unfaithfulness of his people. Now, we can also see this characteristic of God's long-suffering in the days of Noah. In the days of Noah, when he destroyed the world with a flood. When formerly were disobedient, when once divine long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight souls, were saved through water. God showed his long-suffering by waiting 120 years while Noah was building the ark in order to bring the repentance upon the ungodly who were in the world. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 20, God's long-suffering was demonstrated by his willingness to wait 120 years to give them time to repent. For unfortunately, they did not accept God's long-suffering and did not take the opportunity that they had to turn away from evil and to do that which was right. In the days of Noah, warned the world through Enoch. Enoch's son was Methuselah in Luke chapter 3, verse 37. When he dies, will be in a mission. He died the year of the flood. He lived 960 years, and he died before the flood. You see, God warned the world through Enoch, who was taken before because he walked with God. His son Methuselah, in the Greek, dies of an emission, judgment. He died the year of the flood. Lifespan was 969 years. Certainly, God was long-suffering. Again, God's long-suffering demonstrates his love and his willingness to give people time to repent. During the period of judges, God was long-suffering. He sent them 15 judges, and every time they would be faithful for a while, and they returned to evil, and he'd give them another chance. During the divided kingdom years of Israel and Judah, he gave them opportunity. Israel wasted hers when the kingdom divided, and after 205 years, his long-suffering ended, and they were destroyed in Assyrian captivity. The same thing happened to Judah 135 years later when they went into Babylonian captivity because they refused God's long-suffering and continued to commit sin. When the Messiah suffered, imagine the restraint that the Father used while watching his own son, whom he knew and loved and before the foundation of the world, being tortured by ruthless men, spat upon, reviled, ridiculed, persecuted. God feels and is aware even of the death of a sparrow, yet he restrained his wrath while his son was being offered as a holy sacrifice for unholy men. Does this not display the long-suffering of the God that we serve? Many of God's own sons and daughters have suffered injustice and ill treatment, even death. Yet the world remains today. The gospel has been allowed to come to you and to me because God is showing his long-suffering towards us. Why is God so long-suffering? Because he demands repentance and he wants everyone to be saved. According to 2 Peter 3 verse 9 and Romans 2 and verse 4, he wants salvation for all people. In 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15. And judgment. Long-suffering does not ignore judgment but temporarily restrains it. In 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 8 and 9, we're told that that judgment will come someday. Someday the long-suffering of God will end, and we will have to give an account of the life that we lived and the things that we did. But what about us, ladies and gentlemen? Do we have this character in our life? Do we suffer along with people? Do we endure with difficult people? Do we pray for them and seek ways to encourage them? Do we accept persecution and wrong suffering and understand that we'll be rewarded by God? 1 Peter 2, verse 20. Let us teach with long suffering, not with compromising, but with long suffering. We need to be long suffering. We need to be suffering long with others in order to demonstrate our love for them. What about us? Are we long-suffering in our marriages? Are we willing to seek ways to solve our problems instead of making more problems? What about with our brethren? Do we truly love them and want them to go to heaven with us? John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35, it is the first commandment given with promise. What about with elders in the Lord's church? Do we appreciate them? Do we help them? Do we let them carry out their work with joy? Hebrews 13, 17. In Bible discussions, are we patient? Do we listen with respect to others? Do we patiently try to show them where they're missing it and where they're misapplying God's truth? Are we long-suffering? Are we kind? Driving out the world, do we get frustrated when people cut us off or when people are following too close? Are we not very long-suffering with the mistakes of others? What about our neighbors? What about our friends? Do we suffer long or are we quick to react when we think we're being mistreated? In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 14 and 15, the scripture says, "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all, see that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good both for yourself and for all." You see, we need to be long-suffering. We need to suffer long. We need not to be quick to try to avenge ourselves or to return evil for evil, as we read in Romans 12, verse 17 through 21, we need to demonstrate the attribute of long-suffering. We need to be patient. We need to accept the wrong. And we need to look ahead, and we need to understand what's really of value. We need to be kind in everything that we do. We need to be kind, we need to be long-suffering, and we need to do it in order to try to save their soul. If we do not do that, then we will fail in our responsibility to do what God would have us to do. Ladies and gentlemen, long-suffering is not optional. It is a character that God demands of us that we express, show, and demonstrate to all those who we come in contact with, whether they be in the church or out of the church, whether they be co-workers or family or friends or neighbors, it makes no difference. We need to develop the attitude of long-suffering. We need to be long-suffering and kind to those that we come in contact with. Why? We demonstrate the character of Christ. We demonstrate the long-suffering that God demonstrated to so many that we can read about in the Bible. What about it, dear listener? Are you long-suffering? Do you allow other people to upset you? And do you allow them to determine how you will treat them? Or do you treat them with kindness and patience and endure some things in order to show the Spirit of Christ in your life? We hope that you do the latter. Long-suffering, it is not something we're born with. It's something we must develop and we must demonstrate in order to help others and bring them to Christ. Dear listener, are you a long-suffering person? Do you demonstrate that attribute in your life? If not, let us show you with God's Word how you can do so. Thank you for listening. We hope you have a